So let us now look at the current technologies for cyber security. So a few of the techniques include a remote browser. So remote browser is something that you can open it from your PC and then get the contents from it. There could be something like a network traffic analyzer. So network traffic analyzer, these are well-known firewall techniques. They actually monitor what kind of application goes in the network. So it could be in the form of digital signatures. So and it's this kind of digital signatures are used for detecting the DDoS attacks. So DDoS attack, how it happens, and I have told you that there is a lot of request on the server which serves the request, and that is why the legitimate request is also denied. But then what happens is these particular packets, when they come, they have a particular signature attached to them, right? So this is the signature, and then the network traffic analyzer actually analyzes these kind of signatures and ensure that this is not a legitimate traffic for the network. There could be things like endpoint detection and response. So which is the endpoint that the information is coming from, who is seeking it, and ensure that the response is accordingly. There's a lot of hardware authentication. So as I said, there could be things like multi-factor authentication, where earlier there used to have hardware tokens which could be used for multi-factor authentication, but hardware can be used for authentication as well. The other technologies include things like container security. So nowadays there are a lot of containerization which we see. So say people who are using their mobile phones, there are things like MDM, which is Mobile Device Manager, which separates your personal data and your official data. So in the same phone that you use, you obviously configure your office email ID, right? But then it's a software which separates your personal space and your office space. So if you have to do with your personal space, your photos and all, you do it. But then in your office space, you don't get access to that. Or probably you cannot send emails from your official email ID, and then there could be a lot of policies around it. So say for example, you cannot click a picture and upload it from your official email ID. So if you're interested, probably you should read about MDM or Mobile Device Manager. So there's a product called Mars 360 from IBM, which is one of the industry leading products for MDM. Apart from that, there could be micro segmentation to see which are the user groups, what is the information that each user group should have. There could be software defined perimeter. So now the entire world is speaking about software defined network, software defined data center. So there is software defined perimeter as well. So identify which is the demarcation point in your network, identify where the firewall should be, what should be the policies, features in place. Do you need to have anti-spam, anti-malware, intrusion prevention, DDoS mitigation, anti-bot services in place, and you can have a kind of a software-based architecture for that. Managed detection and response systems. So probably these are the new technologies that the cyber world is now witnessing. Let us now also look at some of the digital ethics and privacy issues, because these are an integral part when it comes to a cyber attack or a cyber warfare. So digital ethics. Now ethics means the moral principles that govern a person's behavior or activity that is getting conducted, right? So another definition of ethics is conducting oneself in a manner which is proper, which is just, which is honest. So digital ethics is just extension to that. So etiquette means that the customary code of profile behavior in a society or amongst a member of a particular profession or group. So when you browse, say, the internet, or you are on the web, then there is a particular behavior that is expected out of you, right? So so this is what digital ethics is all about. Netiquette. So netiquette is a new word that is coined, and you would see a lot. So netiquette is basically a hybrid word which combines network as well as etiquette. So combined together, it's netiquette. So it refers to the social conduct on the internet. So as I said, on the internet, how you should behave yourself. So how you should communicate with, say, for example, people you don't know. So say on Facebook, you get a lot of friend requests. Then probably you have to, you know, look at who are these users, or, you know, probably. So that is the way you treat and conduct yourself. Ethics or moral moral philosophy refers generally to how people, groups and individuals determine the course of action. Corporate digital ethics. So we spoke about what digital ethics are, how do you behave in a web environment. So extending that to a corporate environment, using your corporate profile, using your LinkedIn profile, so because you are then ambassadors of your own companies, right? So then there's a particular behavior that is expected out of you when you surf the web. So this is the issue of how corporate profit mindedness can lead to misuse of social media platform, as I spoke about. So it has a huge negative impact. So say if as a company's individual, so if you've posted something, then you have to be more responsible towards it. So because you're not just posting yourself, posting something as a personal individual, but then it is seen that, you know, the company is kind of posting it. So there's a very fine line between what an individual posts and what the company posts, because you cannot separate an individual from the company. So ensure that things are in place, so you don't misuse, or you don't ensure that the organization name is getting tarnished by any means, because there is a huge impact of the social media platforms in the society. How people's personal information can be misused by organization. So say if you have posted something, and that could be your personal view, but then it could be branded as the company's view, and it could lead to dire consequences, right? So ensure that you don't post something which is not meant to be. Show a more responsible behavior as such when you are looking at the web. So corporates may follow the below essential cyber ethics. So be fair and prudent into what is being there in the public domain. Avoid any deception, or if there is something that is quoted, then ensure that you have a clarification statement which is issued. So, and this is very typical. So you would see, say for example, say Twitter, right? People keep using Twitter as one of the platforms to vent their frustrations out. But then companies always ensure that there is a proper response to it. So if you've posted something in your own capacity as an individual, then a clarification statement to avoid that deception should be made. Maintain dignity and have respect, and be transparent, right? So that is the behavior that is expected out of corporates. Ensure that they clarify what the stand of the company is. They clearly identify what are the issues. Be transparent about it, as I said. Have a disclosure that, you know, so disclosure, say for example, I see it very commonly for stock market companies or mutual funds. So they always have a disclosure in place that, you know, it's subject to market risk, so something of that sort, right? So have those disclosures in place, verify the sources of the information, and have the data which is verified, so that there is no problem of erroneous data or data duplicacy. Encourage good behavior. This is very key, right? So we always get penalized for a bad behavior, but then if there is a good behavior by people, individual, corporates, then ensure that you motivate such kind of behavior, encourage that, consistently build that credibility and trust amongst the people. So that is an important aspect of digital ethics that corporates should involve themselves into. Let us now look at privacy, and what exactly is privacy and what it means for an entity. So digital privacy may be defined as a collective requirement that includes information privacy, communication privacy and individual privacy. So it's a combination of all three. Internet privacy also refers to online privacy and is the privacy at the security level of the personal or the individual, and it could be of the corporate data that is published on the internet. So internet has to do with whatever information that is present in the web. It could be personal or corporate, so that's internet privacy. Privacy, it includes a variety of factors, techniques and technologies that are used to protect sensitive and private data, communication and preferences. And as I've mentioned, as the social media and the impact of social media is growing, so the person-to-person contact, as it increases, it's more important for the users to ensure that proper privacy is in place. So let us look at some of the impacts of privacy and how it can impact some different industries. So if I have to talk about healthcare, now in healthcare, data privacy is absolutely important. So there are things like HIPAA. I don't know what is the exact full form of HIPAA, but then there is a HIPAA compliance in place. So just like in the credit card industry, there is PCI DSS compliance. So payment card industry, data security standards. Yeah, I got it right this time. So it's a privacy law which is required for the credit card industry. Similarly, in case of the healthcare industry, that is HIPAA, that is healthcare, and I don't know. So there's this policy in place. So because healthcare involves a lot of sensitive customer information, so there are a lot of customer records, details about individuals, their lifestyles, their diseases, and also these have to be kept more secure, and it has to be ensured that it cannot leak out. So before healthcare data went into computers, they were basically maintained by doctors in their files and folders. But in the current scenario, as I said, data security is really important for industry like healthcare, because everything is now digital. So even if you go for a blood test, you would receive your reports via an email, right? And you can obviously go and collect a physical copy. But then the point I'm making is that all the customer information is stored in an electronic format in the healthcare industry. So this is a key for having the data privacy in place. So the way ahead is is that individual awareness and action at an individual level. Awareness has to be increased. At a corporate level, tech companies should be absolutely more aware about what should be the issues in the public domain and what are the privacy concerns. From a government perspective, the government regulations, this has been a main argument point. So at present, they are viewed negatively because people suspect that government themselves snoop into people, right? So say, for example, tapping into the phones and all. So it's against the privacy, but then probably it could be happening, right? So these are some things that need to be taken care of. So let us look at a few of the challenges if we have to talk about ethics, data ethics and privacy. So the volume of personal data that is collected everywhere. So as I said, any activity of yours, whenever you click a website, so that particular data gets recorded. So the volume of personal data used, collected has gone up tremendously. So it's really a challenge as to who monetizes that data, ensuring that those data privacy laws are in place. So very recently, Google was questioned, right, about how does Google know where does a user go, what does he eat, because there is so much to it. Even if you turn off your GPS, Google still knows about you, about your behavior. And just imagine it, it's such a scary situation, right? It actually knows that what is your preferences, what is your likes, dislikes, whom are you meeting, what time are you meeting, where are you going, your mode of travel. Absolutely every data of yours is with Google, and probably this data can be monetized, or just God forbid if attackers are able to get into such kind of data of say eminent personalities, then it could really cause havoc, right? Everyday newer type of data are being sought. providers by and provided by users collected and used for cooperation. So I could see the Cambridge Analytica thing that happened along with Facebook, where they were able to actually, you know, I should not say rig the election, but then they were able to influence the US elections to a large extent. So these are big things in place. They collect the user information, and companies like, you know, Facebook and Google, they've played a big part into it. Users have very little clue as to what is the data that they're giving and how it is being used and misused. With the growing use of analytics, as I said, these things are very important part of one's life and should be handled very carefully. So if I have to talk about data privacy, so ensure that, you know, whenever you surf the internet or whenever you load a new application from the app store, you ensure that only the relevant permissions are given. So ensure that those privacy, data privacy is in place. So with this, I'd like to end this session. So I hope this has been informative to you. So we discussed what a cyber attack is, what is cybersecurity, what are the different facets of cybersecurity. We looked at the pillars of data security. We looked at how cybersecurity is different from information security, as in information security is a broad term and cybersecurity is a part of it. We then discussed a few of the attacks, few of the common attacks that are there in the market, something like a phishing attack to logic bombs to salami slicing and the different attacks. I told you a few case studies and a few examples of the famous attacks that have happened. We then looked at the mindset of an attacker. What does he really want? Some would want money, some would want power, fame. Attacks would be, say, motivated by political motives or by country motives in case of country espionage situations. Then we looked at the ways through which the cyber attacks could be stopped, how companies have to have tighter controls, tighter security mechanisms in place, right strategy in place. And then we looked at some of the important aspects of digital ethics and privacy. So I hope this has been informative to you, and I'd like to thank you for viewing.